Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is July 30, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about NPCI certifies WhatsApp Pay as compliant for its Indian launch. WeChat Pay makes payments easier for Chinese tourists visiting Turkey. MobiQuick rolls out personal UPI payment link MPAY.me. Affirm, Herman Miller Retail to allow consumers to split their purchase into monthly payments. Worldline launches offer for Ingenico shares. Elavon introduces OPEO and payment solutions to help SMEs reopen. Wire Barley, Alipay partner for easier and faster money transfer to China. Caveo, Commercia Tools join forces to provide flexible e-commerce. Now let's get started. NPCI certifies WhatsApp Pay as compliant for its Indian launch. The National Payment Corporation of India, NPCI, has certified that WhatsApp is now in compliance with data localization norms for its payments launch in the country. The Next Web reveals that NPCI told the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, that the Facebook-owned app is now complying with all norms. In 2019, RBI had asked NPCI to ensure that WhatsApp meets all requirements. WhatsApp started its payment services as a trial more than 2 years ago in India, and has since been in the test mode with 1 million users. However, the company will have to wait for the final nod from RBI and the government to kick off its payment services for its 400 million users in India. It has already started a new project on exploring ways to make financial services such as credit and insurance available to WhatsApp users. WeChat Pay makes payments easier for Chinese tourists visiting Turkey. Tencent has launched WeChat Pay, its payment platform for transactions with third-party merchants, in Istanbul Airport. The reason behind this is to make payments easier for Chinese tourists visiting Turkey, Krasia reveals. Istanbul Grand Airport, IGA, is the company that built and now operates the airport, and it noted that Chinese travelers are the second biggest spenders at the airport after Turkish travelers. With the launch of WeChat Pay, it hopes to further increase their shopping volume. WeChat Pay allows users of WeChat to make payments on their mobile phones. In 2019, Turkey hosted nearly 400,000 Chinese visitors and is expecting even more once travel resumes after the COVID-19 pandemic. The introduction of the online payment method at the airport was a joint effort of the Turkish subsidiary of the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, ICBC, Tencent, IGA, and the airport's duty-free shop UNIFREE. MobiQuick rolls out personal UPI payment link MPAY.me. Fintech company MobiQuick has launched MPAY.me, a UPI link service that enables users to send and receive money from any UPI payment app. According to the Hindu Business Line, through MPAY.me, users and merchants can set up a link by using their mobile number, which enables them to receive money instantly. The single link is created while using MPAY.me and can be shared anywhere, through mobile as well as desktop. Therefore, thanks to MPAY.me, users can generate their own mini personal payment gateways by using their phone numbers and share them via chat, SMS, or email to collect payments. Overall, all MobiQuick UPI existing users that have their personal payment link already can benefit from this service, the Hindu Business Line stated. Affirm, Herman Miller Retail to allow consumers to split their purchase into monthly payments. U.S.-based financial technology company Affirm has partnered with Herman Miller Retail to allow consumers to split their purchase into monthly payments. According to the press release, by selecting Affirm at checkout, Herman Miller Retail customers can split their purchase into monthly payments such as 3, 6, or 12 months, based on a schedule that best fits their budget. They are shown the total cost of their purchase and will never pay more than they agree to upfront. Moreover, Herman Miller Retail joins over 6,000 merchants, for which Affirm is a growth accelerator. Consumers can pay with Affirm on purchases over US$200 at checkout on DWR.com, Hey.com, and store.hermanmiller.com. Overall, Affirm has offered Herman Miller Retail customers flexibility in payment, which has contributed to increased average order value of purchases across all of its brands. Worldline launches offer for Ingenico shares. Autorit des Marques Financiers AMF has announced that the Worldline's offer for Ingenico's shares and OCEANEs will open on July 30, 2020. Its closing date will be set after receipt of supporting evidence of the European Commission's merger control clearance, it being specified that Worldline reserves the right to waive this condition. It is also recalled that the AMF declared the above-mentioned tender offer compliant on July 28, 2020. The offer for Ingenico OCEANEs includes an alternative between a mixed offer and a cash offer. This transaction would bring together two companies with a view to creating the world's fourth largest player in payment services by bringing together approximately 20,000 employees in 50 countries. Upon closing of the transaction, the newly combined group would offer leading payment services to nearly 1 million merchants and 1,200 financial institutions. The closing date of the offer will be set by the AMF after Worldline will have obtained the merger control clearance from the European Commission. Elavon introduces OPEO and payment solutions to help SMEs reopen. U.S.-based payments provider Elavon has announced new measures to help SMEs reopen, including new payment solutions and digital commerce capabilities. The offering of new e-commerce and point-of-sale POS solutions comes as consumer behavior changes in response to COVID-19. According to a recent Elavon commissioned survey with Ipsos Mori, spending habits and customer journeys are evolving with more people seeking contactless payments and shopping online. Elavon's capabilities in digital commerce were extended in 2020 with its acquisition of Sage Pay, which will now be called OPEO, according to the official press release. 65% of UK consumers say they plan to prioritize spending on outings such as day trips, dining at restaurants, and meeting friends at the pub in coming months, according to the June 2020 survey on consumer spending priorities. As businesses reopen in phased approaches across the UK, the findings demonstrate the importance of considering consumer interactions to promote health and safety, full customer journeys, as well as maintaining superior customer service. The processes for booking tables and rooms online, ordering food, and paying for services is central to trading in these new business conditions. These are some of the capabilities Elavon offers through OPEO. Wire Barley, Alipay partner for easier and faster money transfer to China. International money transfer company Wire Barley has partnered with China-based mobile payment platform Alipay. According to the press release, through this partnership, Wire Barley's customers can transfer money to China from South Korea, Australia, USA, and Canada, and receive it through Alipay. Once the transaction has been completed, the push notification from the receiver's Alipay account will conveniently notify the deposit of money. Wire Barley is a mobile, online-based cross-border remittance service covering the APAC region. Regarding outbound services, Wire Barley is currently available in 5 countries: Korea, Australia, New Zealand, USA, and Canada, and for inbound services it is available in 21 countries, with a total of 81 transactional service corridors. It was reported that one of the advantages of using Wire Barley is its competitive fees that are up to 80% cheaper than the traditional banks and money service operators. Moreover, the company's accumulated transaction volume is more than US$400 million, and its mobile app has been downloaded more than 350,000 times. Consequently, to further strengthen its core competitiveness and deliver an improved customer experience, Wire Barley recently announced the elimination of transfer fees from the US to South Korea. Caveo, Commerce Tools join forces to provide flexible e-commerce. Caveo, the industry company in search and intelligence SaaS solutions, has revealed that its cloud-native platform will be available in the Commerce Tools integration marketplace. The strategic agreement provides access to personalized experiences with flexible architecture for today's search and merchandising needs. From consumer brands to B2B manufacturers, from retailers to wholesalers, all have had to become more nimble to keep up with shopper and buyer expectations. However, global e-commerce companies who jumped on the web a decade or more ago have been stuck with a code-heavy infrastructure that lacks flexibility. Caveo provides the intelligence layer that enables organizations to deliver modern e-commerce search, product recommendations, and personalization with relevant content driving increased average order value and brand loyalty. In addition, to free the market from legacy e-commerce architecture, Commerce Tools invented a headless, API-first, multi-tenant SaaS commerce platform that is cloud-native and uses flexible microservices. The Commerce Tools platform integrates with Caveo to deliver the intelligent commerce experiences buyers are demanding. The combination of the Caveo Experience Intelligence platform and Commerce Tools shopping features leverages modern API and microservices architectures to deliver contextual experiences powered by data that meet the expectations of modern e-commerce buyers. The flexible commerce platform combined with personalization results in brands being able to respond to customer needs and maximize conversion and order value to drive profitability. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.